Shalom. This is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. At the beginning of 2014, the Lord said to me, "The church must this year don glory." He had given me a revelation of the glory many years ago. And we're going to be playing for you now from CDs made all those many years ago of that message he gave me.
God is not a hodgepodge God. He has plans and purposes. Things are going according to his plan and according to his purpose. When God crowned the man with glory, he knew the man was going to fall. He knew he could repair it and still bring about his plans and purposes in the earth. He sees far beyond next Tuesday. He sees far beyond the rapture. He sees far beyond the millennium. He sees over into eternity future, the ages of the ages of the ages of the ages. Man fell. God has repaired that fall and is bringing us back to that place where we can stand once again in the fullness of his glory. We've studied that this week. Now, all along the way in God's plan, the most important thing for any person to do in the earth during their earth walk is to know what God's doing during their earth walk and fall in line with it. See, the plan's been coming right along. Each of us have a time in the flesh, the Bible calls it, which is our earth walk. That's very, very short. We're eternal spirits. You're an eternal spirit. I'm an eternal spirit. We live forever. We live all those ages, billions and billions and billions of years, if they were years, but they're not, they're ages. And we just go on and 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 on. But we each have a little thing called an earth walk, a time in the flesh. This is it for you. Say, this is it. Say, I don't get another one. The devil would like you to think you did. That's why he has that doctrine of reincarnation, but you don't. This is it. If you mess it up, it's the only one you get. Say, I'm not going to mess it up. The best thing for me is to know what God's doing. To yield to God. And be in on it. And do my part. Hallelujah. Now, if you do that, that's the best anybody who ever lived could do. If you'd live back in the time of Noah, the thing for you to do would be to get a hammer and help him build that ark. And then it would have been best for you to get on that ark. But you can see that the majority of the people did not make profit of their earth walk at that time. God was doing something. That was the stage they were in. If you'd been on the earth when they were building Solomon's temple, then you should have helped with the building program. But you weren't on the earth then. If you'd been on the earth when Jesus Christ walked his earth walk, the thing for you to do would have been to recognize Jesus Christ. But you weren't there then, you won't have to answer for it. If you'd been around during the first century when that church was just starting off and they were laying that foundation, the thing for you to do would be to get in there and shed abroad and spread abroad with that word and help lay the foundation. But you didn't live with that generation and you're not going to answer for it. You are, however, living in the most responsible generation of all time. The generation with light and knowledge. You're in the generation when the capstone's coming on the building. It's being completed. Now, I want to give something that the Spirit of the Lord gave me right here. After Brother Cochran's sermon this morning, I went home and I thought of something I never thought of before. So following along the line with what Gloria was teaching about the promptings of the Spirit, I want to share it now. There was a time on the earth when the children of God, the children of Israel, were in captivity in Egypt. They needed a deliverer. God must bring forth one named Moses to deliver them. The devil wanted to stop that plan, so he had all the boy babies killed, the Hebrew babies. There was a woman named Jochebed who went against the laws of the land because in her heart she was in on what God was doing. God was going to bring forth a deliverer, and it happened to be her little baby, Moses. She looked on him and she could tell he was favored of God. She knew God's plan somehow. And so she made the little basket of bulrushes and pitched it and put it in the river, the Nile River. And you know the story. Pharaoh's daughter, Pharaoh's sister came and saw the baby and took the baby home and raised it. He later became the deliverer of Israel. That woman had to know the plan of God. Had she not known the plan of God and yielded to it, things would have been different, but she did. Now, I've never had this thought before in my life, so I know it came from God, and I know it's for some woman here. I don't want you to come down front if it's for you, but I would like you to go back to the book table and get our address and write me and tell me about it. Brother Copeland had a call, I believe it was, for people who had been under guilt trips because of abortion. And the Lord has deliverance and forgiveness for that. When I went back to my hotel room, God said this to me. Another woman raised Jochebed's child, and he still fulfilled the plans and purposes of God and was raised correctly. I had never had that thought. And God said to me, there are women who have had babies out of wedlock, and they have given up those babies, and they don't know where they are or who is bringing them up. And these women have now come into a walk with God and a place with God and the message of faith in God, and they wish they hadn't given up their babies, and they don't know if their babies are even in a Christian home or not. And the Lord said to me in that room, he said, Jochebed's child was raised by another woman of a false religion, and I still honored her faith and brought him right on into my plans and purposes. Hallelujah! So I don't know who you are, but will you please write me and tell me? Because I know it's for someone here. Just being in on the plans of God, yielding to God during your earth walk, and what he's doing will cause rich dividends, which will even bless your children. Hallelujah. Now, turn with me to our verse we've been using all the week about the glorious church. Ephesians chapter 5, the middle of verse 25 to the middle of verse 27. Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. He died for the church that he might cleanse us. And he cleansed us so that we might become glorious or filled with the glory of God. We cannot be filled with the glory of God without cleansing. Cleansing is by the blood in the death of Jesus and by the word in the life and words of Jesus. He loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, absolutely filled with the glory and the manifested presence of God upon us. We've not really seen that yet, but we're going to very shortly. This whole book of Ephesians is about that. Look with me now at Ephesians chapter 2, and we will see particularly what God is doing now at this present moment, not building an ark, not building Solomon's temple, but building a church. That's God's program now. It really is. When you get born again, you get born again into this marvelous thing called the church, which throughout the ages has been chosen as a special vessel to give God a thing called glory. We won't read all the scriptures on that, but there are many. We'll look at, just for a minute, you could look at Ephesians 3, verse 21. Unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. Throughout all the ages, including this one, the job of the church is to bring God glory. Now look at chapter 4. I therefore, because that's your job, Paul said, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called. Your vocation, the vocation of everyone in this whole room, is to give God glory as a part of the church. That's why Brother Copeland last night said, I don't work for the bus company. I don't work for the, I forgot all the departments and things he named. I work for God. Now my paycheck may come from the bus company as God blesses me. Your vocation is not a bus driver. Your vocation is not a lawyer. Your vocation is not a doctor. Your vocation is giving God glory. As a member of this glorious creature, the church, throughout all ages.
Shalom, this is Billy Brim again, and you've been hearing a classic message that came many years ago of a revelation of the glory of God. We do have this series from those days on a CD in a 5-CD package that we will be glad to send you for $20. Just call us at 417-336-4877 or 1-800-972-3447 and request the classic A Glorious Church.